So, Drida, how impressed were you at the First Lady choosing Beyoncé as her alter ego?
Not really impressed, although I do think there's a shrewd political move going on here, because it is election year. So if she chooses somebody that's, you know, a really famous person that a lot of women sign up to, hey, that might influence the votes. I have some real issues, you see, with Beyoncé as this kind of, as Michelle putting her forward as someone that we should really like, because Michelle Obama has signed up to be in this ambassador for young women, because she came to London a few years ago. I went to the school as well, and there was such a high among the young girls, you know, she really, really touched them. But Beyoncé, I think, presents us, and particularly young women, with some real feminist and racial tensions. There's the whole thing about the lyrics that she uses, not all of her songs, but if you think about some of her lyrics, here's one, check on it. Good girls gotta get down with the gangsters. Single ladies, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. And, you know, and slapping your backside at the same time. Can you imagine Michelle Obama slapping her backside and pointing to her finger and pointing to some matrimonial bling? That's just not the image. And I think there's the whole... there's the whole thing about, you know, Beyoncé and pointing to her bottom, because there has been this representation of black women for a long time as these erotic, exotic creatures, a bit like a 21st century Josephine Baker.
Constant racial stereotyping, the wrong kind of lyrics, not the right kind of role model. What would you say?
Well, I have to say that if Michelle Obama would like to be Beyoncé, then I'd like to join her. I take the view that Michelle Obama has achieved all that she can achieve. She is absolutely first rate in her job as a lawyer. Yes, it's right that she's a first lady, but she's a first black lady. I think what we have to remember is precisely what she said in relation to Beyoncé. She said if she had a gift and she could be anybody else, she'd be Beyoncé. Well, Beyoncé is a first rate performer. She's good with money. She's good with finance, and she's at the top of her tree. And the message that Michelle Obama was sending was that if you're going to achieve, be the very best.